going to take a few minutes and shine a spotlight on one of our area businesses, Halifax businesses. Mike Dole is from Valent Legal Injury Lawyers. He's a founding partner of Valent Legal. Mike, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Hey, it's great to be here this afternoon with you, Todd. Thanks.
Absolutely. You got it. So tell us more about Valent Legal. What do you guys do?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think we're known in town for a lot of, we do a lot of civil work, right? Lawsuits helping folks get compensation for wrongs done to them. We do a lot of helping folks who are survivors of sexual misconduct, really in any form.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so tell us about so some of the things that you have expertise in. You mentioned serious injury, sexual abuse, medical negligence, corporate pharmaceutical wrongs. So let's focus a little bit on sexual abuse. And this is something that is, over the last number of years, received a lot more attention than it should have in the past. But how much of a workplace issue is this? And is it awareness is growing, right? And that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's a great sort of segue into, obviously hashtag Me Too has opened up a lot of conversations around this stuff, a lot of knowledge, I think more and more, and I've seen it more and more, folks who are unfortunately subject to that type of, sexual misconduct, now know that there's options out there, right? That, they're finding their voice. And firms like mine, present legal options, be it sort of, policing, but more and more, civil options, or there's a lot of, great community-based supports out there, Avalon Sexual Assault Center, Elizabeth Fry Society. And so, there's kind of these wraparound services that provide, help for folks who are subjected to that type of misconduct. And obviously that's a great thing, I think. The civil route is there's some misconceptions around it often, but I think folks who choose to go down that road, two things, it's cathartic for people, finding speaking truth to power sort of, and also by holding systems to account, employers, for example, who turn a blind eye to sexual harassment in the workplace, child welfare institutions, by holding them to account for wrongs committed by employees and folks in positions of power, in theory that will then create a more sort of heightened awareness and modify behavior on a go forward basis that hopefully the next employee, the next child, will be better protected. So that's all good stuff.
All right, so providing or creating a culture so that people can feel safe to discuss these things with supervisors or whatever it may be, I would think that would be critical in stemming some of this.
Absolutely. I think it just even 10 years ago, large corporations didn't necessarily have robust reporting mechanisms. And when someone did come forward, there was this culture of silence around it. And through civil options, I've been down that road, I've been doing this for a long time. We got to sort of question, what sort of systems and processes are in place actually in a workplace to prevent this from happening. And, traditionally in the past, it's been like, well, geez, we don't really have anything. And then, at the end of the day, civil options are, increased compensation for those wrongs. And then these companies or governments would then have to take a really hard look at themselves, really just even, not only is it the right thing to do, but just even if out of their own personal gain. And then have to make decisions on, what can we do to, number one, protect our employees, but then also by, through that process, we're ultimately protecting ourselves because we are mitigating against civil liabilities by having these really robust reporting and response regimes. And that's, to society's great benefit. That's more and more the case.
All right, so Mike, before we wrap things up, what advice would you give people who feel as though that they may be a victim of this?
Yeah, so I mean, there's speak to first of all, you know, they're difficult conversations often, and there's, you know, obviously, oftentimes these kind of sexual misconduct are as a result of power imbalances within, you know, an institution or within a workplace. And so find someone you trust, either be it a family member, a friend, a counselor, and have those initial conversations, just to get it out, I guess. And, firms like mine, who specialize in this stuff, we do it in a really trauma-informed way. You know, we have, you know, free consultations all the time with people who find themselves subjected to that. And we're able to really point people in the right direction in terms of, you know, giving options, either be it community-based supports or legal options. And so, you know, the one thing you don't want to do is just sit on it and do nothing. Because that's not going to create change and it's not going to address the issue. So that's, you know, overarching, that's what I'd suggest.
All right. If people want to know more about you and what you guys are all about, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, I mean, you can check us out at valentlegal.ca and a bunch of links to our social media and contact and whatnot. That'd be the best way.
Okay. Great stuff, Mike. Chat again soon.
Appreciate it, Todd. Thanks.
All right. Take care. That's Mike Dole from Valent Legal Injury Lawyers.